It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Fairbanks, welcome to our Saturday evening publication of Fairbanks Foodies. At this show, we look at places to eat, restaurants you can try, menus you can create, beverages to look at, events that happen, and tonight, we are talking about one of the mother of all events. We wait for it every year, the Tenenbaum Valley Fair. It's underway right now. This is Saturday broadcast. It started yesterday. It goes through this coming Sunday. And talk about food. In the studio with me, I have the executive director, Faith. How you doing?
Wonderful. So excited.
And Melanie, the PR marketing director. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You know, we were on about 3 weeks earlier about the fair in general.
Yes.
And I made you come back for more. An encore.
Happy to be back.
You know what we call you now?
What's that?
Repeat offenders.
Oh, I like that title.
Guilty as charged.
You're a repeat offender. You're one of the gang now. And, you know, I always look at the fair, okay, you know, you got this there, that there, some entertainment. But you got food.
Food, isn't that what everybody comes for?
You got food and more food. So, looking at your list of different food vendors, you have about 40, which is, you know, minimal acceptable standard, I guess. I'll get through them all in one day, maybe. But what's the process of someone coming in and signing up for the fair? A food vendor.
They can go on our website and fill out an application if you're new or returning, and tell us all the yummy things you want to sell, and we get back to you.
And then they have to, you know, say you say yes, and they're going to have a booth, location, design. DEC steps in, I'm sure, certifies its clean.
That's,
you know, the easy part is filling out something.
That's the easy part. That's the start. But we just make sure also that there's a variety. So not everyone is selling the same thing.
Well, let's start taking a look at some of these, because there's only 40. You have a lot of, and they're all basically local when you look at it. Maybe a few come up from Anchorage, but what the heck.
That's
but we
right.
Start out with Alaska Heavenly Honey. Honey, you know, locally produced probably, bottled,
yes.
Sold. Honey is very good, natural sugar sweetener, what the heck. But then you go to a favorite of everyone's, their own brand, their own what they do, their own location.
Yes.
The Alaska Soda Jerk.
Oh, we love them. We love their
fan favorite, definitely. a very big fan favorite.
You know, they bring the mojo, the attitude, the fun. The uniforms,
yeah.
And when they come in, they work hard the whole time.
The whole time. They're the noisy bunch in the middle there by Midway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Expect the energy that they bring.
Yeah,
is awesome.
The energy.
Then we move on to Alaska Best Gourmet Hot Dogs. You ever notice how us Fairbanks and loves our hot dogs?
Mm-hmm. It's quick, easy, and yummy.
Mm-hmm. And they have the gourmet side. Oh, boy.
What do you like on your hot dog?
Mustard.
Mustard? That's
just plain,
it?
Plain mustard?
I am so plain when it comes to a hot dog. I really am.
You don't like the chili and the
onion?
You
can put that on there, yeah, and cheese. You can do that, but, you know, 8 times out of 10, just give me a good hot dog.
Okay. Mm.
Give me a brat.
Brat.
Give me an Italian sausage. Mm. You know, they're all, to me, they're all dogs. And then, you know, once you start going there, okay, if I'm going with the Italian sausage, I'd better have me some grilled onions.
Grilled onions.
Yeah.
A must.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or some sauerkraut.
Yeah. Or if I'm going that direction, you know, on the German, yeah.
Yeah. That's fancy.
Got to have the sauerkraut. it has that tart flavor to it.
Yeah, I
and
like that.
And that good texture.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever had a Seattle dog? This is my favorite thing to get on a gourmet dog now. I make them do cream cheese, grilled onions. You can always put a little bacon on that baby, some sauerkraut, and I kid you not, a little bit of hot sauce. Oh,
I've never had cream cheese on a hot dog.
So the cream cheese and the hot sauce smooth each other out.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon forever.
Forever. Don't forever. Put bacon in my heart.
And what was the fourth item on there?
And the sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. Crunch. Great tart texture.
Yeah. The grilled
that
onions.
That sounds really
I'm going to have to try one of those.
You better bring that over to Alaska Best Gourmet Dogs and say, hey, try this one. You know, I'm the executive director.
That's right.
Alaska Dog coming up.
The Faith Special.
Then you got the authentic Oaxaca food. So Hispanic, Mexican food there. The state of Oaxaca. Osaka, rather.
They're new. They are new, so we need to go try those out.
You know, you always hope that they do well enough to where they'll be back.
Yeah.
And hopefully they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bontai Restaurant. Two restaurant locations in town. If you like Thai food.
I love Thai food.
They have a following.
Yeah. Love them. I actually love Bontai.
What is it about you Thai food people? You have your restaurant. You'll fight to the death about that being the best.
Yeah. Mine is on College and University.
The Thai Express?
Yeah.
Bontai Express?
Yep. I get the avocado curry. It's my favorite.
It has to be, too, the way that each Thai food place makes Thai food so different that when you find the one you like, you don't go to another one because you're not going to get what you're looking for.
Yep. It's like saying American food.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Italian-American. You know, Southwest Tex-Mex, you know, Italiano, Chinese, you know, hey, it's all.
I'll go to all of those. I'll do all of those.
Now here's one. Breezy Pasica, they do honey. Okay.
I love more honey,
which is fine. It's easy, you know, $5, $10, $15 bottles, easy to purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Transport around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put it in my coffee. Every morning.
That's right, you do. It's got a lot of vitamin B and a natural antibiotic, as well as if you have allergies and you're taking local honey, it does help reduce your allergies. Yeah. So.
Now, here's one that I go to every year. Cajun Connection.
Me too.
Every year.
Breakfast. That's my breakfast every
breakfast
morning.
Breakfast of Champions.
Yep.
Every year I go to that.
Me too.
I have the shrimp etouffee and a few other things. Oh, God. Then we come down to the corn diggity dogs. Then we got corn of the kings. They got corn dogs. And I love a corn dog. I just love a good corn dog. And they make a good corn dog. Then corn of the kings, they have that corn cob.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, on a stick.
I love that. I love their corn on the cob.
Yeah. Then something for the children. Or you adults who are still children, the cotton candy.
Me. Is that for children? Because I like cotton candy.
Or you, exactly. I misspoke. Boy, that a close one, Fairbanks. Then, crepes by Wicked Good. What's in a name? First of all, crepes are good, wickedly good, so take the name.
I like the name.
What do you like in a crepe?
I'm more of a sweet crepes, not the savory, like the strawberries, just the typical.
I like the breakfast crepe.
You like the breakfast ones?
With mushrooms, yeah.
There's
a crepe for everyone.
There is a crepe for everyone.
If not a dozen.
It's easy to find them. They are in a bright pink, actually we would almost call it sort of a piggy pink building.
Yeah, they just painted it.
Then Dippin' Dots.
Classic.
Yep. But here we go, Fairbanks. This is for you. This is for you, Fairbanks. Donut burger. Get a burger in between cut in half glazed donut.
There's your cheat day right there. Donut burger.
Where else are you going to go but the fair to get something like that?
Do you think it would be soggy? I haven't tried the donut burger.
Like I care. That's an afterthought. You might say, that might have been soggy. It could have been soggy.
It could have been
like I care.
Shoveled it too fast.
It's all going same place.
Duke's Sweets and Treats.
Duke's Sweets and Treats.
Well, you know, don't know it, but hey, it's there.
It's there.
Good
go
candy, and I have a sweet tooth. El Ranchero.
Another one to go see what they're about.
Yep, mm-hmm. Hispanic food. Ah, the classic one, elephant ears.
Oh, I love elephant ears.
Literally fair classic. If there's one word that you hear when you think you go see the elephant ears, right there over in the Midway section. Yes.
They always have a line. They always have a smile on their face.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We're in my world now. We are in my world now.
Okay, I'm...
Frozen smoke.
I'm
barbecue.
Anticipating.
Oh, man. You get... First of all, the menu is so extensive. You know, do I want the brisket sandwich or do I want the smash burger?
The smash burger.
The smash burger.
The smash burger.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Go there. Fairbanks. Frozen smoke barbecue. Great people. Mm. Man. Ah. Another place. I always go to this one, too. Always. The Grandma's Genuine Navajo Tacos. I love Navajo tacos.
I love Navajo tacos, too.
I love it. This year, they are returns, and actually, we do have another new incomer, Peter's Indian Tacos. Now, they're each different. That's what's cool about them. So we've got the one on the one side, the Grandma's Genuine Navajo. Those are baking soda tacos. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've got Peter's Indian Tacos, and he uses more of a yeasted taco.
So I'll go to both.
I'll handle this answer. Like I care. Well, first of all, very good technical answer for those of you who care. Do I care? No. I love the taco.
Does it say taco?
Say taco.
Got it.
Does it say Navajo Indian taco? Yeah. Okay. We know. Doesn't even have to say that. It says taco.
Taco.
I'm all in. Now here's the one I got to try. Actually, I want to see Hillbilly Cooking.
I'm curious about that one.
Curious is a very good descriptive adjective.
Yeah.
Curious. Interesting.
We're going to go eat that.
Hillbilly Cooking. You know, so you probably have some good pork.
Pork.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Things
I love
like
pork.
That. Probably with a little bit of Cajun in there. There's spices.
Maybe.
You know, I've not seen it yet, but...
I'm thinking gravy somehow.
I'm looking for it.
Mm-hmm. I think we should probably, after this, let's go over there and check it out, because my curiosity's
gone. I know, right? Now we have to see.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break so we can go out and get a donut. We'll be back after these messages, and there will not be a burger between the there will not be a burger
between.
Darn. I know. Oh, no. Melanie's depressed. We better alter that and go get a donut with a burger.
Make it a burger.
We'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for gluten-free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley, Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer. Located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar.
on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska, and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week, on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. And ladies, what did I go do?
He brought us some yummy donuts. He wasn't lying.
No burger between them.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
But hillbilly cooking might be barbecue.
It says Hillbilly's Barbecue. Looks like they're over on Steese, I think.
Now here's a neat one.
Generally.
Jeepney Filipino Hawaiian Fusion.
That sounds really good. I want to try that one. They're new this year, so got to go check them out, too.
I'm still chewing on my donut.
Oh, yeah. Filipino Hawaiian Fusion. Have we been over there to see them yet? I haven't. I should swing by.
Yeah.
Now, what's in the name? The Knotty Pretzel. And Knotty is K-N-O-T-T-Y pretzel.
I love the pun. So Knotty Pretzel has, they even have pretzel dogs, actually. I've heard the pretzel dogs are a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I like pretzel dogs.
Now, here's the one that's going to be a good seller, Crazy Fries. We all love french fries.
Mm-hmm. I love french fries. Any kind of fry, sweet potato, home fries.
I'm finishing off my donut. But the show must go on.
Must go on.
And we look at Las Delicios de Maria.
Did I hear empanadas?
I just took a bite when you said that, but I have to talk about
them. You still have chocolate all over your hands anyway.
They have some great empanadas, great prices. I really like going there during the fair.
When I came to the fair for the first time last year, that was the first place I stopped, and they have the most amazing Mexican steak food.
Wow.
And empanadas.
I like them. Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Lemon earthquake shakeup. That's going to be tart. Whatever
tart. It's tart, but delicious. If you like lemonade, that's the place to
go. I'm a pink lemonade guy. I really am.
Pink lemonade. I love pink lemonade.
I got a call from these, a fourth and a sixth grader, their mom, and they were on College Road, just a store, and they had a lemonade stand there.
Oh,
7
really?
O'clock on a Wednesday night, I got to go get my lemonade.
I
drive across town to get a lemonade. They got three different styles. I'm not traditional. I'll have the pink. But hey. Machos Nachos.
Ooh, I love them. I go to, okay, I know I say that about everybody, but I
know. You know, hold it. You know, Melanie, you do not look like you have any extra weight. Yet you love every food that we've gone through.
I gotta eat. And I go there, and they're so generous with their toppings and good prices, too. I really like them.
Meg's Eats and Treats.
Oh, they have gyros and Greek food.
Mm-hmm. Actually, a really popular kind of foodie indie kind of vibe going on.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Non-traditional Greek food.
Right.
Boy. Nonky Bees Cajun Faves.
Nonky Bees. They are, I don't know.
I haven't been over there yet.
Well, they're competition with the Cajun Connection, but guess what? You can never have enough food vendors. You can never have enough Cajun food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So give a variety. We got two competing.
I like it.
And there's a little diversity with both of them according to their menus, so we'll have to find out.
Yeah, you know, you get some etouffee, you get some dirty rice. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
I know it. Original Gourmet Ice Cream Bar.
You got to go there. Get the dipped. Do you like the dipped bars?
Yes. You call that sinfully delicious.
Yes. Mm. Hey, it's ice cream.
You in for that, Faith, that it's sinfully delicious?
You know, I think it's even more than that. I think it's more of a heavenly delicious.
You guys are out there. You got this fair going on, starting on Friday and ending on a Sunday. You got so many food choices.
It's we don't have to leave for a lunch break.
and any break. And breakfast.
We live here.
And breakfast. Yes. Tiki Pizza and Cajun Connection, they're there for breakfast for us. So.
Yeah.
Then you have the Pretzel Chef.
The
Pretzel Chief. Yes. Yes. I have not had the Pretzel Chief.
I'm sorry.
It's Chef.
Okay, the Pretzel Chef, yeah. So that's
why we haven't heard of them. They're the chef.
They are amazing. They're back there next to Rockies usually.
Okay, do you know anything about their pretzels? Do you know, have you had their pretzels yet?
Oh, yeah, they're delicious. They're delicious.
Is there any food she hasn't had yet? That's the question. Oh, yeah, I just haven't had the food that hasn't been there yet. That's the answer.
I've been in the fair a long time.
So you haven't tried pizza and tacos?
Hello, my name is Melanie, and I haven't been to the fair in 37 minutes.
That's right.
So, let's go right to Rocky's Killer Shrimp.
They have the best fries. I know we like, I don't eat shrimp, but I'll still go there for their fries. Mm-hmm. Now, people kill me for saying I don't eat shrimp.
For both the shrimp and the fries.
I hear their shrimp is amazing.
But you like the fries.
I like the fries. I'll go just for fries.
Soulgate. Korean food. You know, their restaurant here is so good.
They're so good.
And their service is so good.
And it's just,
you can never, you know, it's surprising having a restaurant in the basement of an original airplane hangar that's now a bowling alley. And what they can produce out of there in the amounts, the qualities, and the quantities. And how they treat you when you walk in.
Yep.
They're just
quality.
Five-star.
Yeah, five-star. Yeah. Their beef bulgogi is my favorite.
Yep.
And even though we're up here in Alaska, everything that they make would vie for anything in the lower 48 as well. I mean, if you think the top of the top, you come here to Alaska, and that's
amazing.
Good Korean food.
Yeah.
There you go. And Sesame Place food.
I believe some kind of Asian food. I know they're here pretty often.
Yeah, as far as I understand, Emiko was telling me about them today, and we were talking about them kind of having some, I think it's an Asian and potentially a little bit of a sesame spin.
Oh, okay.
Like a lot of sesame.
Worth trying out.
I don't
know. You got Shaggy's hot sauce, so that's probably hot sauce.
Oh, it's hot sauce, yeah.
Yeah. You know, a booth selling sauces. But Sizzling Senorita.
They are new. I am excited to try them out.
You didn't demand a performance beforehand? Qualification?
Oh, we've created new
system
policy.
I've got to talk
policy.
With you guys. Yeah, I want to see what you got.
What were we thinking?
I love my Hispanic food.
another wonderful place. Smokehouse Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Enough barbecue is never enough barbecue.
Barbecue and more barbecue.
You know, I don't see Big Daddy's on here this year. They're busy. They do a lot of stuff, so hey.
They do. They are, yeah.
But barbecue. See if they have any ribs there. You know, the barbecue places at fairs are your brisket and your pork butt. Maybe some chicken in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs takes, you know, it's a little bit interesting, too, but. We'll see.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with ribs. I would rather have something that's got a lot more meat on it. I don't want to say.
I do like meaty.
I think it might be
fair like that, yeah.
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 Yeah. Hold it. Melanie, you like everything.
I know,
right? You're disqualified from that comment. Oh, I like meaty. Oh, you like everything.
It's all good. It's all good.
And then later we're going to learn all of her secrets.
There you go.
Sure.
How do you stay so fantastic?
Yeah. Sourdough Jack Jerky. Okay, yeah. Get that.
Jerky.
Then you have a traditional favorite, the souvlaki.
Okay, I won't say it, but I will say it because I love them too.
What's your favorite thing there?
I get their, it's their classic one. I forget what it's called. I get it all the time. Their classic
pita bread sandwich?
Yes. It's
the falafel?
Not the falafel.
The gyro?
Not the Euro.
You're
it's
killing
got
me.
Spinach in it.
Dave and vegetables.
Do I look like Popeye?
Like, can you tell me the whole menu? You clearly know it.
Well, let's just go back to the basics.
Sure.
Stuff your face. I mean, what's in a name? Stuff your face.
Stuff your face. Have you had their deep fried Oreos?
Yep.
Oh, so good.
They were out in front of City Hall one day on a Thursday, and they were popular.
Oh.
Let's put it that way. They were popular. So
there's a reel of me somewhere eating their Oreos.
Yep, I'm sure we have it.
Now here's one. Pete's Alaskan Grill.
Pete's Alaskan Grill.
So you
grill.
Think he's going to have maybe some salmon, some reindeer sausage, you know, things like
yeah.
that. Maybe some burger. Who knows? A grill.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a reindeer dog or something.
Yeah.
Peter's a
Where
popular name.
Reindeer dog from? I'm trying to remember what the name of it.
And then, again, the candy. Timbo's Licorice Ropes.
Don't take your kids there.
You
they're going to want
I know,
want
you
it.
Know, I don't even... Every time they're over at this Carlson Center, I got to go in there and get one of those darn
me
things.
Too. Mm-hmm. Me
you know,
too.
It's not that I have an addiction, but I have an addiction.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
Yes, the one that I always eat. The one that I eat. You know.
The one that's
I'm
in
pretty
front
traditionally.
Of you.
I like cherry and licorice, but I also like the sour ones too.
The sour it has to be sour for me. Sour apple. That's my fave.
Which one isn't yours?
That's true. I
think I'm gonna pick. Getting one and wrapping it around my wrist so I can take it with me everywhere like a bracelet. Munch as I go.
Can you tell Faith is healthy?
You know, the fun part about the fair, you see people walking around with something new.
Oh, I know.
And you're saying, I got to have that.
Where did you get that?
Remember a couple decades ago, the first time they ever came out with those turkey legs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look like something from the Flintstones.
Oh, I know. You're
walking around with this, you know, this
That's
pterodactyl wing. Yeah.
That's a lot for me. What are those big turkey legs?
Oh, I thought you liked those too. I thought those were delicious.
I'm sure they are.
Okay. Here's a question I ask. Melanie.
Yes.
Your last day on Earth.
Oh, my.
And you're at the fair.
The pressure.
Where's your last meal going to be?
Oh, the pressure.
Where's your last meal, Melanie?
I'm going to say empanadas.
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
empanadas. You know, it's not that I can disagree with that, but there's 30 other 8 choices.
I know.
So, Las Delicios de María.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which one is yours, Faith? The last day on Earth. And you're at the fair, and it's your last meal. Where are you going?
Well, I would probably be looking for the cinnamon rolls. I'm thinking maybe...
Wow. Cinnamon rolls? Really? That's surprising for me.
If it's anything that's got white bread, find me some white bread. I guess, you know what? It would probably be the donut burger. It probably would. Or, I mean, greasy or not.
Throw health out the window, right? Because it's your last day.
Exactly. And I wouldn't care if it was soggy.
Me, I'm going to go to Frozen Smoke Barbecue.
Okay.
Are you doing?
I have a combo. Both the brisket with cheese sandwich and the smash burger.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
that's awesome.
You know, it's my last day. What the hell?
Yeah,
you
know,
worry about my waistline? Oh, hell no.
That's probably
I might
the
be
most...
going there, but I'm going to bring a waistline to match.
You know, Dave, I think you picked the most nutritious thing on the menu items.
That's right. I agree with that.
Yeah, it has all the natural BBQ vitamins you need.
Right. What about dessert, though? What would you pick for dessert?
I would be going to the ice cream place.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
Yeah, I'd be going to the ice cream place.
Good choice.
And that's where I'd be going. So, well, hey, it's time to close, but your fair and your fair food lives on. So Fairbanks, hope you enjoyed the show. Melanie, Faith, this would have been a tasty show.
Good talking food.
No, and I gave you the donut.
Thank you very much. I'm going to finish it.
Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.